This is the guy who claims anything that he doesn't agree with is fake news. That's toxic.
Yeah.
That's damaging and that's dangerous. Because in this country, no matter how much you hate the Tories or Labour Party or whatever it may be, if there's something with factual evidence, no one's going to claim it's fake news. They'll say that they disagree with the policy. They'll say that the speakers like have misunderstood the point or they're exaggerating. But no one has actually downright claimed that the media are like actual liars, because that's serious. When the whole country has lost faith in every single media outlet and the justice system, the judiciary, that they're only going to listen to what POTUS says, that becomes a dictatorship.
It's like a really toxic ideology.
They need to be held to account. I haven't seen any instance, any example of when Donald Trump has been criticized for something and he's been like, you know what, I take that criticism on board, or you know, that's a fair point. Everything that has said against him, he's automatically just brushed it aside and just called into question the accuracy of that statement.
And his supporters are just as deluded. If you go on Twitter, they will, you know,
it's scary. It's fake news. Really scary. None other than the KCL radio president.
We've got a lot of diversity, and we've got students who are here in exchange that have gotten involved as well. You know, so it's great, literally from like first years to PhD students. So
PhD, wow.
PhD students.
They've got time in their schedule. That's impressive.
Yeah, definitely. They've made time for radio, which all of us are really passionate about. So I'm really happy with the variety we have.
That is absolutely incredible. Ines, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Samir.
Hope all the organization continues to go well.
Yeah,
no tech issues so far?
No tech issues. We've been good. Hopefully.
Fingers crossed. There's still another, four hours left today?
Yeah, but it'll be good.
So I'm drinking Vimta right now, but I've got a great story about Fruit Shoot.
Fruit Shoot.
The legendary Fruit Shoot. Yeah, okay, no, that's not why I brought it up.
All right, sorry.
I love Fruit Shoot.
Let's talk about Fruit Shoot. Do you like Fruit Shoot? No, okay. We're not that dry on news, and I don't think we ever will be. We are talking emojis as well, so if you can guess what Londoner's favourite emoji is, just have that in the back of your mind. Fruit Shoots. Now, you wouldn't think of a Fruit Shoot being useful in a fight situation, but this is an incredible story. A girl aged 9 sprayed a thug with a Fruit Shoot drink to stop him hurting her mother. Joshua Crichton, who was attacking the girl's mum at their home in Poole, Dorset, howled in pain. Crichton, who's 24, admitted assault and was jailed for 14 weeks by the town's magistrates. Well, good on that little girl.
Go on, girl.
Yeah. For splashing the Fruit Shoot all on his eyes, and like, I hope he's in immense, immeasurable pain. He literally deserves it. So the protest is going strong at 8:30 when it was assumed to be over. By 8 o'clock, it's still pretty packed. It was just filled with masses and masses of people. And that's what made it really special, because you could see that everyone was sharing the same goal. Everyone was here protesting against the facade of a government that is Trump. The complicity of Theresa May by not standing up to him. And all the rest of it. It was a really powerful human experience where everyone rallies together in order of the same cause, and it felt very friendly. It was lively, there was lots of chants going on.
Donald Trump is a wanker.
How British can you get, ladies and gentlemen? I think what's been great about this is that we've had great media coverage from this protest, because, you know, collectively the media, it's fair to say, doesn't particularly like the Donald. So they've rallied behind the cause, because the issue is that if the media's not on your side, you're not going to get favourable terms for it. Look at the way the unions are being treated. When they go on protest or strike or whatever, they're vilified. I don't think anyone was vilified at the Donald Trump protest.
No Trump, no Brexit, no racist EU exit. No Trump, no Brexit, no racist EU exit.
Now imagine if you were a Leave supporter that ended up at this protest, because there were about 18,000 people, from what I've understood. There was no way they were all remainers. There were bound to be people that voted Leave. Imagine if you've gone there as a Leave voter. Hey, great news! The strike is looking like it's off. I actually liked the other one, to be honest, because it meant I had like an express train just zooming through, just skipping off lots of stops. So that was really great. So I actually am a bit upset that it's been cancelled, but I think that is the case. I've neglected Brexit chat because Trump has taken over. Ridiculous. George W. Bush visited 6 months after his inauguration. State visit after 32 months. Trump, you've been well and truly bribed. type in POTUS. POTUS 44 comes up first. The Twitter-loving Donald is going to be fuming finding out that Obama appears first on the search bar than him. Long may it stay like that. I don't know what the algorithm is, but I don't know, if you just keep clicking on Obama, maybe that will help the situation. Technically, if they want sovereignty, they want parliamentary sovereignty, by that logic, 52% of MPs should have voted for the bill and 48% should vote against it, because they surely should be representing their constituencies first. The relaunch of the Nokia 3310. Do you know what I find the weirdest about this is? There's so many people like, oh, I wish we could go back to the days of easy technology. They tweet in between a Snapchat and like WhatsApping at the same time. And I'm like, no, you literally wouldn't be able to survive in the Nokia 3310 era. You literally don't have any suggestion that you're a simpleton that can live in that sort of a way. If we all had Nokia 3310s, we wouldn't have found out about the parents' evenings that we should have gone to all week.
Ooh. Mm.
How many parents' evenings did you go to, Georgia, this week?
This week?
Yeah.
None,
okay.
Yeah. I went to one last week.
Parents' evenings here?
Last week, yeah.
Have you not seen the trend?
At King's? No.
No.
Oh, you're just attending things on Facebook.
Deep right.
Yeah, yeah.
Not just me, yeah, I thought the whole world is doing it.
I saw all these things, I was like, why is he going to Colchester parents' evening or something? I was like, what?
It's really annoying because the next day they all get deleted because too many people have clicked attending, and then I think when 10,000 people are going to Colchester for a year 9 parents evening, I think people think that someone has taken the mick out of it. Shani says, Samir, you should get a 3310 for a week. I would die.
Whoa. Samir's the Snapchat king. Like, yeah. He wouldn't know what to do with his life.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I'm saying it like I need it. Like,
you
I need
do.
An intervention.
Yeah.